Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Karen Lee, Chief of the Federal Financial Systems Branch within the Office of Management and Budget. So, would you tell us more about the pilot to reduce reporting burden, and what does it mean to demonstrate the quote-unquote data broker concept?
So the pilot to streamline reporting burden is an incredibly exciting one. And frankly, it's one that is the logical extension of our work, both on the procurement side of the house, but also the grants and financial assistance side of the house. It's a problem that we've talked about for quite some time and we've been working on for quite some time. At its heart, the Data Act asks us to identify ways in which we can reduce the burden of federal recipients of federal dollars in reporting back to the government. So here's a policy problem. We award a grant to an organization or a state and local government. As part of that award, they have to report back how that dollar is being expended, what's the performance of that grant or other type of award. And there's a lot of what we call kind of administrative burden. Time it takes to report back to the federal government, reports that need to get submitted back. But in addition to that, even before the award is made, there's a lot of burden to apply for these. It takes a lot of time and effort to apply for a grant. It takes a lot of time and effort to apply for a loan or any kind of financial assistance as well. And so our charge under this pilot is, can we identify ways in which we can reduce the amount of time it takes to report or submit information to the government, reduce the duplication, reduce the costs, so that those who receive those federal dollars to execute the important missions of our agency or to provide services and other goods to the federal government can focus the dollars on that as opposed to reporting. We tackled this head-on in the grants world, where we issued something called the Uniform Guidance earlier and 2 years ago. Just went into effect this past December 2014, where there was a charge that we put on the table and implemented policies to support ways in which we could standardize reporting. Because the idea, right, is that if you standardize reporting, you could report ideally once, and have that reporting used multiple times for multiple purposes. The Section 5 pilot, as we call it under the Data Act, asks us to identify recommendations to streamline reporting burden. It covers both grantees and contractors. And we are incredibly excited about this opportunity because it puts a nice spotlight on the work that we've started and that we're going to continue over the next 2 years. The pilot, as we've envisioned it, is multifaceted, kind of multidimensional. And what I mean by that is there's not one reason why there's a lot of reporting burden. There are lots of reasons. There's reporting burden because we as a federal government just may not do a good job in ensuring there isn't duplicative reporting required. We as a federal government may foist unnecessary burden because we ask the same recipient to report the same thing slightly differently using different words to two different programs. And gosh, wouldn't it be so much easier if they reported the same thing using the same definition? There is burden because we ask recipients to report information or apply three different places, depending on the agency or the program. And so there are lots of reasons why recipients may be laden in burden. And our pilot is endeavoring to identify as many of those as possible and test out as many solutions as possible. Earlier this year in May, we launched something we call National Dialogue. The National Dialogue is intended to solicit from the public, grant recipients, contract recipients, anybody, ideas of how we can reduce burden. What we anticipate is that there'll be some great recommendations that we can institutionalize that hit each of those types of recipients, but ideally also across the board for both types of recipients. That is to say, an organization or a state or local government that receives both grants and contracts. How can we reduce their burden where they have to engage in the government in both of those ways? Mm-hmm. The data broker is really a lot about streamlining the burden for agencies as we think about how they report their data, but also as we think about how the federal data can be used by state and local and tribal governments or other organizations, it's incredibly important for them as well.
Speaking of data, what are the key, perhaps you could highlight for us the key data sources that are involved in the spending lifecycle?
So there are lots of data sources. There are data sources that are traditionally what we would think of as financial managers, the traditional financial management finance systems. And so every agency has one or a suite, and suite being anything from two to many financial systems that keep an accounting of the dollars. In addition, though, as we contemplate our next iterations of USAspending.gov or its successor site, we are going to be joining up that key financial data with management data. That is to say, information about grants, information about procurement actions, information about loans and other kinds of financial assistance. And so this will also include data sources that have that kind of information. What the opportunity with the Data Act is for us, all of us, is to pull all these pieces of data together and knit a very sort of coherent and comprehensive story of not only the finances, but the management side of how we spend the dollars.
So what are you doing to improve the quality of data that's submitted to USAspending.gov right now?
It's a great question, and this is something that comes up time and time again as we think about information on our public-facing websites. First and foremost, I would be remiss if I didn't say that data quality is not just about timeliness, accuracy, and completeness, but it's also about perceived data quality. That is to say, have we appropriately and adequately put the data in context? Because sometimes the data is not wrong. It's not inaccurate. It's not incomplete. We just haven't given enough context for somebody who is just looking at it cold without somebody next to them educating on the data source. Not having that context makes there be a perception that there's something wrong with the data. And so part of our work, frankly, is making sure that as we move forward on federal spending transparency, that we give appropriate context to what each of the pieces of data means. That's not only through our data definitions, but also as we scope out and think about the display of the data, making sure that there's a narrative that anyone can follow without having, you know, a federal sector person sit next to you and explain what the data means. In terms of the timeliness, accuracy, and completeness of the data, part of, I think, our opportunity with data quality is to really address how we can improve the data by using it. Time and time again, I think we have seen there be reporting requirements for the purpose of oversight and accountability. But those reporting requirements have nothing to do with those who actually not only develop the data and report the data or are part of the program management. And so more often than not, what happens is that we create reports and generate for third parties to use. But we as an agency or as a program don't use that data ourselves. And as a result, natural human instinct, it may not be the highest quality data. We don't use it on a daily basis. So our opportunity on the Data Act and sort of one of our first order principles is if we can, across the federal community and within every agency, identify use cases of how we want to use this data that is reported to USA Spending, we should be able to assure the quality.
So, you know, I've been asking you in your efforts with Treasury about the challenges of implementation that you've been facing, and maybe they're similar, but I'd like to turn it a little bit around. What are the challenges that federal agencies are facing in trying to meet the milestones that are laid out in the Data Act?
So I think the biggest challenge across the federal agency community is that this is one of many, many priorities federal agencies have. You know, across our federal, our agency counterparts, their jobs, their daily jobs is to effectuate the mission of their agencies. This is incredibly important, certainly, but day to day, they have a direct and daily mission to ensure that they execute, that is to say, provide food stamps to those who need it, provide health care to those who are with exigent medical needs, to provide educational services to those elementary and secondary children. Reporting and data standards in some ways can be very abstract when you think about your mission. And so I think one of the things that we have been wanting to really embed the Data Act in agencies is how they do business and how they carry out the mission. The Data Act cannot be an extra thing. The federal community does not have time for an extra thing. But if we are successful in having this be a management reform that helps federal agencies and programs do their work and do it better. It not only is part of their daily work, but is something that they have the capacity to do and do well. So I think that's one of the, for federal agencies, I think that is one of the opportunities for us to continue to work with them. I think, you know, the second is, as federal agencies do their work, every agency is its own culture. Sometimes agencies are small and they're made up of but several hundred people. Other agencies are thousands, if not tens of thousands potentially, in terms of workforce, very large workforce. With the Data Act, as we have conceived of it, it's not just reporting. It's a management and culture change. That takes a long time. Agency cultures are not created overnight, and people don't change overnight either. And so there is, we have to have, as we think about the Data Act, some tolerance of how we can move through and meet the requirements and improve transparency, but also recognize that there's some fundamental sort of changes in how we think of doing business that will take some time.
What are some of the key challenges in implementing the Data Act? We will ask Karen Lee, Chief of the Federal Financial Systems Branch within the Office of Management and Budget, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.